My mother's piano. What it must have cost her to carry that thing from rented apartment to rented apartment to rented house to the house they bought with the help of my father's GI Bill to the house I grew up in. Souvenir of her family's brief, mysterious period of prosperity, like my aunt's diamond ring, my mother's Wurlitzer baby grand. Big as a boat, glossy as patent leather shoes. A literal-minded child, I worried that it, like other babies I had seen, was going to grow, and grow a lot, eventually squeezing us out of the living room so that we'd spend most of our time in the cold, damp basement or trapped in the narrow upstairs hall. If there's a God, I used to think, why is my mother so sad and mean? Why is her memory so bad that she remembers the B I got in geography, but not the long, long list of A's? But I was talking about the piano, how she would smile when she sat down to it, closing her eyes as if the music that rose from her hands had hands of its own that massaged her face. How her fingernails would click against the keys, a backbeat I thought was so impossibly adult, like face powder or the bright red polish she'd said I wasn't ready for yet. Three keys past an octave, she would boast, stretching her fingers out to show me the span of her hands, and I'd put my girl palm up against hers to measure the difference. Okay, I think sometimes, so she could have been a teacher, a singer, even an actress. Okay, I tell myself, she got a raw deal. She was still able, in the grace of the absence of words, to make something beautiful and good, her hands moving like light, like water, over those keys. What came from her fingers then was a story, slow at first and a little dark, speaking of generations who never had enough, and then of their children, and then of the fantasies that those children's children had. A curving staircase to walk down slowly, like Grace Kelly in a wide skirt, good light, smooth men with real jobs, real money, who knew their way with a cigarette lighter. Day to day, my mother and I would be just two women who didn't know how not to hurt each other. But when she played, there was truce, always. Her at her bench, me curled up on the rug beneath my mother's piano, both of us caught in the knowledge of all she'd never be.